The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can come, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad, so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in a deserted place, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
I'd like to add my welcome to Father Marlins and welcome Monsignor John Moretta from Resurrection Parish in Boyle Heights in East Los Angeles. And you're going to be able to have the privilege of hearing from Father John in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like to direct your attention to the screen. We're going to watch a very short video about the Together in Mission campaign from our Archbishop.
In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we do things together.
We care for those who need a helping hand.
We teach those who will build the future.
We serve those who have served us.
And because of you, we do this together in peace.
In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles,
we do things together.
We preach to the nations.
We celebrate the beautiful.
We welcome the smallest among us.
And because of you, we do this together in love.
In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we do things together.
We learn where we come from.
We learn where we're going.
We learn who we are.
And because of you, we do this
together in
Jesus calls us to love one another and to share God's loving mercy with those most in need. We share God's love in the choices we make to build and strengthen our communities. I thank each and every one of you who have made a gift to Together in Mission. You have made an incredible difference in the lives of so many here in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. This is the 25th anniversary of Together in Mission. I invite each family in the Archdiocese to make a true commitment to the appeal. If every Catholic makes a commitment to donate to Together in Mission, we will make a real impact in sharing Christ's love with those who need it most. Together, we can make a difference. Make your commitment today. May God bless you and your families.
Scambia said, "I am Monsignor Moretta, the pastor of Resurrection Church for 34 years in Boyle Heights." And several months ago, Cambria invited me to give this talk and about Together in Mission. Little did she or I know that 17 days before this talk, a man would go into our church and burn it. This is a man that has burned some 8 churches. He torched and destroyed some 8 churches, and we happened to be his last church that he attacked. She asked me to come because my parish and school are recipients of the Together in Mission program. At 1:30 in the morning on January the 23rd, this young man who said he was on a mission from God, I don't know what his God does or what, but his mission of God to destroy statues and churches. So this man on a mission from God threw in the vestibule of the church a torch, and it burned the vestibule of the church. It was totally wiped out. The choir loft, the fire went up to the choir loft, began to go into the church. And the bottom line is that had the fire people not come in time, 2 minutes later, the whole church would have been destroyed. So we saved the nave of the church, but the fire the smoke damage is tremendous, tremendous. It's like $500,000 of damage. In the vestibule, we had a beautiful statue that was donated to us by a man who was retiring as a funeral director. He's been at the East Side for many, many years, and he had this hand-carved statue of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, you saw the Carmelite sisters in this video. The Carmelite sisters, if you've ever been to their place in Alhambra or in Santa Teresita, they have these beautiful hand-carved statues. They're done by the same man called Rudy Vargas. He died in the 80s. And this statue was valued at some $40,000. It was reduced to pure ashes, just ashes. Terrible loss, terrible loss. That same night, this gentleman broke into the neighboring church. He broke through the windows, threw fire inside the church. But they were lucky. The fire didn't catch, it just fizzled out. He broke statues of Our Lady Guadalupe and Juan Diego, just as he tried to do at our church. And he is the same man, if you've read about in the paper, that attacked the church here in Pasadena of Queen of Angels, the Episcopalian church. In total, he hit, as I said, some 8 churches and was finally captured on that very night, on that Thursday night. I think this tragic destruction of property is something that has deeply affected my community. I, for one, cried for several days. I cannot explain to you. It's like a loss of your mother. It's very, very sad. And I knew I had to preach at all the masses on Sunday. So I prepared to have something written down, and I was going to have my associate. Now, my associate was on vacation. He missed all the fun. My associate came back on Friday night, and he hadn't gone to the church yet. But as he came up the steps, Father Parker Sandoval, just ordained 3 years, a young man. Yeah, he came up, I thought, this is going to be my strength right here. And he was already crying, and he had never even seen the church. So much for my help. But it had this side effects. You know, I remember seeing people that I thought they were dead. I saw them, I wouldn't tell them that, but I said, my God, I thought the guy was dead. The guy's still alive, he was coming to church again. So these are the side benefits. Many parish groups in neighboring parishes have offered us help. The women, for example, of Dolores Mission, they initiated a breakfast the Sunday after the fire. They asked permission of the pastor, and they collected $800, and they sent that to us. Now, to me, I know you know Dolores Mission. That's one of your churches that you help. That $800 from them is, like, to me, like $8,000, and I was very grateful for that. Your parish, for example, has given to us already a check for $20,000 to help with our damages. Isn't that beautiful? I think you deserve a round of applause. There you go. That's money from last year's campaign for Human Together in Mission. And all that money goes for such a case as just as that. I am here today to be the human face of Together in Mission. The human face has a few wrinkles. Can you see that? The TV camera, pick that up. You see the wrinkles on my face. Well, but it's a true face because I come from 34 years in the inner city parish, 34 years living hand to mouth, 34 years of dedicated to the most poor people here in Los Angeles. And on behalf of the 80 parishes, 63 schools, we are in need of this money. It is our survival money. I use that word not casually, but it is our survival money. We live, how can you perform the things that are necessary in a parish in these days when your income is $2,300, $3,500? How can you do those things? That's barely able to pay for the pre-salaries, the secretary, all the deductions, all the taxes, all the insurance, all those things. We can't do it. Therefore, we have collections such as this. The Together in Mission is something that is like it is our lifeline. So it was started some 25 years ago. This is the anniversary, and your parish has been paramount in that, the very most successful contributors to this campaign. To get back to my parish, in our case, our school has some 95% of the families in there. We have 258 students, and 95% of them are classified as low income, poverty level, not low income, poverty level. To qualify for the federal lunch program, you have to prove. You just don't say, I'm poor. You have to prove. You have to bring in your tax bills and all those things. And so we have shown that over 95% of our students come from families that are at the poverty level. Of those students, we are very proud of the 248 students because we're implementing for the last 3 years a program called the Seat in Blended Learning. This is very similar to the form they have at the KIPP schools. They're one of the most famous charter schools in the United States. And the difference, one of the differences between KIPP and ourselves is that we have Jesus. The only Jesus that may be at the charter school of KIPP is a boy named Jesus. And that's about it. So how can you ask tuition of, say, even $200-$400 a month from people that can't put beans on the table? Literally, how can you do that? So it takes a lot of money, a lot of help to continue our schools. You know, other dioceses, you hear about them combining parishes, closing schools. Our archbishops recently, the archbishops have determined that they're not going to do that. They're not going to let that happen to us. And so we continue to keep those schools available, especially for the neediest of people that need that type of an alternative to their education. But I know that this is an easy sale for all of you. You have been very, very blessed, and you have shared your blessings with the Archdiocese, and this is something that is very special. It is a blessing for you to participate in Together in Mission. I don't wish this tragedy on any parish, but you know, a sense of identity with the church, a sense of ownership of the church, a sense of protection of the church, pride in the church, all those things are priceless. And those are the things that have happened to us in these last few couple of weeks. From the ashes, we will build an even more beautiful church. But I told the people immediately that they shouldn't confuse the church, which is a building. That's a small c. That's a building. But they cannot destroy the church with a capital C, because that's Jesus Christ with his people. That's all of us. We are the church. We are the body of Christ, and no one can destroy that. Again, I want to thank Cambria and her staff for the beautiful reception here and the privilege of addressing you this morning. They asked me to bring some pictures, and right now I think they're going to flash on the screen some pictures. The first pictures you're going to see are the school children. Again, we have implemented this blended learning form of education that's been very successful. They are divided into three sections of education. At the one time, the teacher rotates them in different areas of learning in the same classroom. And then you're going to see a food program that we feed about 125 families every day that come to us. They take food home. And we've become a center for other churches and nonprofits that they come to us. Trucks, volunteers come and drop off food to us. So we share with other parishes and other places. So you'll see the final pictures there is our, of the destruction of the church. A very, very sad thing for us. But we will rise again. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much to Father John. You know, I did say to him a week or so ago after the terrible tragedy at Resurrection, I said, are you sure you still want to come to Holy Family because you have a lot on your plate now? And he was insistent on coming and very gracious and very generous. He said, no, we've arranged it already. So he said, I'm coming. So I know that you'll join me in extending and continuing prayers for Father John, for his lovely parish Resurrection, that they truly may rise out of the ashes like the phoenix, and that the body of the church, as well as the building of the church, will be strong. So my job now is to reiterate Archbishop Gomez's invitation to each one of us to participate in this year's Together in Mission campaign, the 25th anniversary of Together in Mission. So I know that some of you have already sent in your donation or your pledge, if you've given in previous years. And some of you might have brought your completed pledge envelope this morning, and thank you very much if you've done either of those things. But for those of you who haven't yet had a chance to make a pledge or a donation to Together in Mission, then I'm going to invite one member of each family to reach forward into the pew holder in front of you and take out an envelope. And then I believe our ushers, if you want to come forward, ushers, they have additional envelopes and pens, so just raise your hand if you need an envelope or a pen, if there's not something in the pew holder in front of you. If you open up the envelope, you'll see the pledge form there. Our goal this year is $128,000, and so I have no hesitation in being very confident in knowing that we will be able to accomplish that goal with your generous support and help. At the top of the pledge form, it asks whether or not you have been a previous donor to Together in Mission. It also asks you for your donor ID number. Don't worry about that. How many of us remember our Together in Mission donor ID number? None of us. So just don't worry about that. But I would ask you, even if you've been a donor in the past, to please fill out completely the information, for your contact information, so your name, your address, your email, and your telephone number. So go ahead and complete that in its entirety. About three quarters of the way down the pledge form, you'll see a very important line there. It says, credit my gift to parish/city. So I would ask you please to write Holy Family, South Pasadena. Make sure you write South Pasadena, because as I think you probably know, there are at least four other Holy Families in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. So we are held accountable to reaching our goal of $128,000. And so I want to make sure that all of your gifts, donations, and pledges get counted towards our parish goal. Today you have several choices. You can either make a donation and that's it. Make your entire donation today. That can be a dollar, it can be $5, it can be $10, it can be whatever you want. But if you can give something, then that would be great, because that way we're that much closer to every single family, all 5,200 households at Holy Family, making a contribution to Together in Mission. Of course, we appreciate you giving whatever you can give, a large amount as well as a small amount. But you also have the option of just making a pledge today, so you don't have to put a deposit down. You can just make a commitment to giving so much over the course of the next calendar year. Typically, we've been able to pledge over 5 months, and that's still a possibility. But this year, for the first time ever, the Archdiocese is allowing us to pledge, to make our pledges over 10 months. So you'll see there that that's an option to either give in 5 installments or to give in 10 installments. So that's a way, if you want to give a little bit more to Together in Mission, that makes it easier for you to do that, because your monthly pledge amount will be that much lower. So I'd encourage you to consider doing that. You can write a check for the amount on a monthly basis, or you can pay by credit card. And if you wish to pay by credit card, then you can complete that, the information there at the bottom of the pledge form. And then I just invite you to put, if you're making a deposit today or you're paying your pledge in full, then I'd invite you to place the cash or your check, place that in the envelope, and then just seal the envelope. And then hang on to the envelope, because we will not be taking up a collection now. But we'll ask you to put, when the collection baskets come around at the regular offertory time, that I would invite you to place the envelope in the offertory basket at that time. So I just want to say once again, thank you very much for your previous generosity Together in Mission, as well as your current generosity. I know that we'll reach our $128,000 goal, and I encourage every single person here, every family here, every household here, to make some kind of a commitment to Together in Mission, because as the Archbishop reminded us, we do things together here at the Archdiocese, and especially we do things together in love. Thank you so much, and God bless you.